Hallelujah. I want just to share for a few minutes and I'll be done. But before we share the scripture, I want to remind you something that is important. That in the month of June, in the spirit, it is a month where God dethrones satanic systems. I once shared this with you in passing. The month of June, it is a very significant month in the spirit. I had told you about Queen Esther, that it was in the month of June when God began to change things. Are you here? I told you that the word June in the Hebrew is called Sivan. Which in the Jewish calendar is the third month. And I told you, wherever Israel wants to do something, they normally do it in June. And remember, it was even before Israel attacked Iran. And I told you that the month of June, it is the month where God overthrows systems. And according to the Jewish tradition, they don't take it lightly. That's why almost 90% of the operations, they do them in the month of Sivan. Now, I gave you scriptures, and we saw a lot of scriptures, and we looked on so many verses, that even Moses, the Ten Commandments, were given in the month of June. I also showed you in Exodus 19, verse 6, when God said, "You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and of a holy nation," these are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. This event also happened in the month of Sivan. We also looked at Isaiah 60. As a scripture which was given in the month of Sivan. So the month of Sivan, it is very significant in warfare. In Esther 8, verse 8 to 9, they also speak about the month of Sivan. In Ezekiel 31, verse 1 to 2, the month of Sivan. But when you check all these scriptures, they all speak of one thing. Dethroning or removing demonic thrones. I had mentioned to you the word throne comes from a Greek word thronos. The word thronos does not mean furniture. When we speak of throne, some people have got a picture in their head of a certain seat in heaven. What we have put over there is a chair. And that's what people think. They think in heaven, when we speak of a throne, we are talking of a certain chair somewhere hanging in the air and light sitting on it. No. Thronos, it is a legal word. This word represents a jurisdiction of governance. This word, throne, represents power, authority. It is not just a word of a certain chair somewhere. Now, it represents a governance. And this governance is either ruled by God or the devil. So the throne we're talking about here could be either the devil is using it or God is using it. You are not just you. There is a throne behind what is happening in your life. What influences events? There is a certain dominion. And this dominion is either is legitimate or it is illegal. Now, if a thief comes in your house, he can break your house. He has all that power, getting everybody arrested, put everybody down. He can even put you in a handcuff. What he's doing at that time, he has all the power to do it. But it is not legitimate. It isn't. So the fact that there is a domain or dominion, a power, authority, he is doing those things. It does not mean he is doing it from the point of legitimacy. I'm talking to somebody, right? But when you wake up in the morning yourself and go in your room, get the money. It's your money. You have all the right to use it. So in other words, the devil, what he does in your life is either he's doing it from the basis of a certain law that is making him to do it, or he has no right. So when you are not born again, he has every right to do anything he wants to do, and God cannot blame him. The scripture says, only when you have moved out from that point, because when you are not saved, the Bible says you are dead. But when you are saved, the Bible says you are given a right. The word right, it is not a simple word. It is a legal statement. Anyone who violates your rights can be arrested for that. So the problem is, we have people who have got rights, and their rights are being violated, and they have got no knowledge. It takes one who knows his rights to go to the court and say, this one is violating my rights. If you do not know your rights, people can mock you. People can do anything. They can steal you in your house. They can break in your house. And you just be watching, because you don't know they are violating your rights. It takes somebody who understands his rights. I'm talking to somebody, right? Now, so before we go ahead, I want you to remember your rights. Tell the neighbor, if you have one, say, neighbor, it is your spiritual right No, you're not getting it. Tell your neighbor. It is your spiritual right to be in good health. Say, neighbor, it is your spiritual right to be free from any demonic spirit. Hallelujah. Now, if we go in the scripture, are you here, somebody? The Bible says in 3 John 1, verse 2, it says, can you read it for me?
Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things.
Wait a minute. So, there is a special prayer in scripture that you prosper in how many things?
In all things.
It is your right to prosper in all things. Anything that is stopping your prosperity in all things is violating your spiritual rights. Now go ahead, reading.
Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
Somebody say, good health. So it's your right to prosper, to be in good health. It is your spiritual right. Well, maybe before I actually speak much here, let me remind you something. Do you know? We have people who think the kingdom of God is just symbolic. Hello, hello. People think what? The kingdom of God is just what? It is not symbolic. It has a legal framework. Listen to me. Kings right now, presidents right now, are under his control. Not symbolically. I'm saying legally. It's not something that we are thinking about it to say, like in our mind, like, oh, it's like only the church, Jesus. No. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Mountains bow to him, submit to him. Oceans, it's not a symbolic thing we think. It is a reality. It is him who makes decisions. Am I talking to somebody right here? You need to know this. So we have people who think the kingdom we're talking about is like, you know, it's like they see things in their dream, like, oh, God in heaven. No. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, this kingdom is real. There are rights in this kingdom. Tell your neighbor, anyone violating your rights, he is violating your spiritual freedom and can be punishable by heavenly police. Am I speaking to somebody right here? He is a supreme and sovereign over all nations. Tell your neighbor, are you getting it? In Isaiah 9, verse 6 to 7, the Bible speaks that he is the King of all nations. All right? The governments are upon his shoulder. In Daniel 7, verse 13 to 14, he is a king of all kingdoms. Can you read it?
I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven.
Imagine.
He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion.
Simple.
We shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed.
Simple. To him was given dominion, glory, and kingdom, that all peoples, nations, languages should serve him. So it's not something we are thinking symbolically. Now imagine you belong to that kingdom and you were given the rights. And as I'm speaking now, the devil violated the rights and he came and stole your project and he took your health away and he took your peace away, and you are fine with it. You must do something today. Raise up your right hand with the holy anger. Says, I raise my hand. I command every prosperity, dominion, and power that is not of God, violating my rights, to be broken. I claim my healing. I claim my deliverance. I claim my peace. I claim my miracle in Jesus' name. When I pray, I don't pray like an individual that is just a person in the world. I pray as somebody who is from the kingdom. And I stand and I make judgments. The problem comes when you are behaving like you're also just a normal person. You are not. Tell your neighbor, I have Jesus in the inside. Tell them, I have the Holy Ghost in the inside. That sickness in your body, it is not supposed to stay there. It is a violation of your spiritual rights. Raise your right hand. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus, I refuse. And I reject, I oppose every element and demonic behavior targeting my life, targeting my finances, targeting my career, targeting my family, targeting my spiritual life, targeting my prayer. I oppose in Jesus' name. Now let me finish with these words. So when you are born again, immediately you have got rights compared when you're not born again. And this is how it happened. You need to know that Satan, what I'm about to say here, you don't need your ears, your spiritual ears to hear. Satan, when he was in heaven, he was an angel of God. But when he rebelled, he was kicked out of God's kingdom. Now, both Satan and God himself, they have no authority over things happening in the world. Because God left this world to be under the authority of man. This is why God said, Let us create a man in our image and let him have authority over the earth, over the things in the water and the things in the air. God didn't say I will have authority on the earth, but let man have authority. So legally, God left authority to man, not the devil and not himself, over the affairs on earth. This is why God will not force himself just to appear and promote you. No. What he will do, he will find another person to hire you. This is why people wonder, why is God allowing people to die with hunger? Because God said the responsibility to give to the poor, it is not in his hands. He said to you, go and give the poor. He didn't say he will come and heal people. He said, go and lay your hands on the sick, and the sick shall be healed. Because the responsibility on earth is not in God's responsibility. God gave us the rights. This is why even God himself, when he wanted to save the world, he didn't appear in the sky and say, I am God, anyone else be saved. No. He had to come as a person, because it is the person who was given power and authority on earth. So even Jesus, if he had to save the world, he had to come like a man, because it is a man that was given power. So Jesus was born like a man. This is why even Satan, he cannot come and finish you. He has to use somebody. He will enter a person, possess a person, and they say, now attack Major One. It's not Satan himself. He has to use a person. And a person wake up in the morning with anger against the Major One. Even God did not come to the long way. He didn't come to South Africa. He didn't go anywhere. He took his spirit and put on Major One. And he said, go and preach. Because he himself, he has no right. He has to use his people. Because he cannot reverse his own right. When he wanted to save his people from Egypt, he didn't go himself. He had to look in the mountains and found a man by the name Moses. And say, Moses, I have come to deliver my people. And he was speaking like that in a burning bush. Why didn't that burning bush didn't just go itself and deliver the people from Egypt? No, the burning bush was looking for a man. Because it is a man who has the authority. It is a man who has the power over the things of the earth, over the things of the air, over the things of the water. It is you who has the authority. It is you who has the power. Can I prophesy to somebody? That sickness will come out. That poverty will come out. Somebody say, I have the power.
I have the power.
Are you here? So, when Adam sinned against God, all he lost was the right. Are you here? All he lost was what? Most of you here, what you normally lose is your right. pick up your rights today. And these rights are not picked by birth in Christ. No. They are picked because you know that you have them. I'm saying these are legal rights, not symbolic. Are you here? Say, in the name of Jesus, I claim my rights. So, now, I really wish to finish. But let me explain this part. So, when you lost the right through Adam, Christ came. The reason Jesus came on earth was not to just die on the cross, as many people believe. It was to correct the error of Adam. So he came, lived in obedience, he lived without sin, and now when he did that, he went on the cross and died, because what was given to us as a punishment was death. Satan had access to us because of death. So he went and defeated death. And he said, it is finished. Then he said, anyone, when he resurrected, he said, all power has been given to me, both in heaven and on earth. This power, it is not what people think the power of God, like something like a wind. No, these are legal powers, legal frameworks. That when I stand here like this, you cannot just come from nowhere and begin to touch me. Are you here? I have power. That's why he said, you shall command evils, and they shall come out in my name. Because from that moment, there was no deliverance in the days of Elijah. Because we didn't have the rights. But now, he has no right. Because before he took the rights from Adam, when Jesus died, he took the rights back and gave us. So now, in those days, if you have done a victory thing, it was either you have used the name of God and you have gone to war physically and come back, Goliath is dead. Well, after resurrection, victory is not when you kill Goliath. Victory is when you have commanded what is in Goliath to come out. And it is out. So that Goliath will be shocked one day. He wakes up in the morning. He's no longer willing to attack the people of God. Because what was in him, you, through prayer, you have commanded it out. Evil people who were planning evil against you, they are no longer willing to do what they wanted to do before, because you have commanded it out. Are you here? Now the Bible says, to make matters worse, it says, when you shall bind a thing, it will also be born even in heaven. Have you ever thought about if something is born in heaven, no matter how they may want to change it, it will not change. I tell people, that there are things I have made rulings and judgments. And no matter how things may look tough around me, but I know the ruling. The same must be with you. Make rulings around your life. No matter what you are passing through, you know that this ruling, it is what will stand at the end. So if you are sick, make a ruling, I'm healed. No matter what, it is what will be at the end. Raise your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. Say with me, Father, thank you because of the death on the cross. Through your Son, Jesus Christ. Today I have the rights against evil spirits, against evil powers. As I raise my hands, I declare every force, principality, power, dominion, attacking my relationship with God, attacking my career, attacking my business, attacking my body, attacking my family, that power in the name of Jesus has been cast out. That dominion has been cast out in Jesus' name. This is my ruling. This is my ruling. This is my judgment. In judgment, I condemn. Put your hands together for the Lord.